Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral, and we are back with two people that inspire me, that I love deeply through the love of Jesus, Mike Manhart, who is the founder of One Strong Family. Forget About Me, I Love You. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Deacon.
It's so awesome to have you. And Alob, Andrew, it's great to have you back on the show again. And you are going to be playing a song called Longing. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be back.
It is so exciting to have these two people who are on fire for the Lord. And the name of this show is Fire of Your Love. And that is really what it comes down to, is that we are on fire with the love of Jesus. We are on that road to Emmaus in which Jesus appears to us and opens up the scriptures, opens up his heart. And when we say yes to him, there's a veil that is removed. And this is, you know, I love scripture, as anyone listening to the show knows. And these scriptures just pop in my head. And one of the scriptures that is really important for people to understand is 2 Corinthians 3:16. When a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. You know, and I know we've all seen that. When we are in the world, the truth is hidden from us. Then when we say yes to Jesus, all of a sudden it's like, why didn't I know that before? Mm. You know, the words, the scriptures just pop out. The truth of Jesus pop out. In fact, it says in verse 18, all of us gazing with unveiled face in the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image, which means transformed into Jesus from glory to glory by being his ambassador. Remember, Jesus is within us. And so Jesus is, we are his adopted son. So he is transforming us into his image, into his image. One of the interesting stories for me is a blacksmith who is forging a sword. Do you know when they know it's done? It's when they see their image in it. And that's exactly what evangelization is all about. Are we the image of Jesus Christ? Are we his ambassadors? Are we being transformed by him? Your ministry, Mike, is about doing that through One Strong Family. Tell us about it.
Praise God. I've really been called to the streets. This is incredible that we're here this time of year, because it's now 1 year full time that the Lord has really called me to be a street evangelist, specifically to the homeless on the streets of Los Angeles. And I have learned many things. The most important thing that I've learned, and I learn it constantly and I learn it consistently every single night, is that the homeless, I believe, are the ones who teach me how to love. When I see them, I see Jesus. And you just said that I need to be that reflection of Christ to them, but they are that to me as well, Deacon. And it's an amazing conviction, and it's something that keeps me so fulfilled, because hopefully they see and they hear about Christ through my actions, by serving them and loving them selflessly. And that's what FAMIOI is all about. It's forgetting about ourselves and putting others first, which is FAM, forget about me, ILY, I love you. And that is everything that Jesus Christ taught us. The gospel is culminated in selfless, unconditional love. And hopefully you're right. I pray humbly that I can be the light of Christ to those on the streets, or to anyone who I come in contact with. But I really believe, because Jesus said the poor will always be with us. Why will the poor always be with us? For crying out loud, this is L.A. There's a lot of cash here. There should be no homelessness, okay? There really shouldn't. We should be able to eradicate that just in a financial way. But I believe that the poor will always be with us because Jesus is testing us. Our God is testing us. He wants me to see him in them. And that's something that's very important as well. I've been convicted of a lot of things in my life. One of the things that I've been convicted of is being too happy. People are always, you know, looking, why are you so happy all the time? Well, why do you have so much energy? Why are you so passionate? That comes from Christ. That comes from the Holy Spirit. And I want nothing more than for people to have what I have. I just want everybody to be happy, man.
The joy of the Lord is what you have, you know, and there is a difference for me anyway between happiness and joy.
Mm,
you have joy.
Me too.
You have joy. Mm. And joy, my brothers and sisters, stands for Jesus over you.
Yes.
You see, happiness comes and goes. I'm happy when the Dodgers win or the Angels win or
the Yankees.
Or the Yankees win, right? You know, I like the Yankees too. When your ball team wins or something good happens at work or at school or this, that, or whatever, but happiness comes and goes. No one can take joy away from you.
Amen.
Alob, that's what you've experienced through your music. Tell us about your music and your ministry and how evangelization plays a role in it.
Yeah, for me, my encounter with Jesus was when I was 18 years old at a Steubenville Youth Conference. And in praise and worship, in music, I encountered the love of God. And it was that vehicle that brought me to a place of commitment and encounter with truth. And Jesus said, the truth will set me free. So after that encounter, I felt free and free to be myself and free to really love. And so my music and worship and ministry that I do is essentially that message of healing, of freedom, of the truth of Jesus, that he's Lord, and it's taken me all over the world. So it's been a complete gift. The one word that comes to mind is just gift.
My brothers and sisters, God wants to shower us with his love. The fruit of his Spirit is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Love and joy and peace and patience and understanding and gentleness and kindness and faithfulness and self-control shower us with his love. How do we say yes to that? We have to say yes to him. It is time to get off the fence. Make a commitment and say yes. And the way to say yes to him is not to put anything above him. And that means anything. And it's really hard, I know. But when you surrender, you will never regret it. Evangelization means good news. And if you look at what Jesus did, he's on the Mount of Olives. He's ready to ascend into heaven. And this is Acts 1:8. He said, you will receive power, which is translated as dynamite. And then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You look at Matthew 28. We are to make disciples of all nations. You look at Mark 16, where he says in verse 15, go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel to every creature. That consistency of message that is, as Saint John Paul II said, our number one priority as Catholics is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mother Teresa has been a saint. Mother Teresa has been a major conviction for me, too. When I read the census report in May of 2016 for the county of Los Angeles and learned that there were 86,000 people that were physically counted living on our streets, I had this conviction that I needed to go do something. And her words kept echoing through my mind. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. What was that something? I didn't know, but it was enough for me to just get into the streets and start doing something. And that something is different now all the time. Sometimes we're feeding the homeless. Sometimes we're giving drink. Sometimes we're giving shelter. Sometimes we're clothing the naked. Sometimes we're healing the sick. Whatever it is, it is. My thing that I want to portray to others is go do something, brothers and sisters. Be committed to living the gospel. That's what we're called to do as Catholics, to live the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And we have to look to the saints. I'm a very Franciscan-bred guy. I learned how to be a Franciscan, you know, by the models of Franciscan priests and brothers and sisters that I hung out with at a young age. And I graduated from Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. Shout out. And St. Francis of Assisi said this, go spread the gospel to all nations, if necessary, use words. So I've really been convicted by that to go out and be a man of action, to take the FAMILY, forget about me, I love you message and make it boots on the ground, bring it to the streets, live the gospel message of selflessness and unconditional love, by living out Matthew chapter 25, to live the corporal works of mercy.
And when we do that, we are showing them love. When we do that, my brothers and sisters, we're saying yes to Jesus and yes to loving his people. And we look at the letter from St. James. What good is it, my brothers, if someone has faith but does not have works? And then later, so faith of itself, if it does not have works, is death. So put your faith into action by loving the people on the streets, the homeless, but whoever God puts in your life. We're going to be right back to talk more about living out our faith with fire. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
We've got an awesome idea for your summer vacation. How'd you like to join Bishop Kevin Vann and Bishop Tim Fryer for a first-of-its-kind Catholic cruise from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico? You'll be entertained by acclaimed musician Francis Cabildo, music ministry director at Santa Margarita High School, and also the director of Christ Cathedral Music Ministries, Dr. John Romeri. You'll also have the blessed opportunity to celebrate Mass at the Cathedral in Ensenada. Did we say this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? It's all happening July 21st to the 24th, but there is still time to get your reservation. For info, call Travel of Orange at 877-538-0010. That's 877-538-0010. Or go to occatholic.com/travel. The Catholic Cruise to Ensenada, Mexico. A once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit here high atop the Tower of Hope. We're talking about fire, the fire of the love of Jesus through evangelization. And I can't begin to tell you how much I'm praising God for the two men who are in our studio. Alob, who is amazing as someone who is bringing Jesus through music. Mike Manhart, who is a street evangelist. Both of you are on fire for Jesus. Tell us, Mike, again about God has led you into the streets, and tell us where you're going and what you're doing, and tell us about that experience.
Great. So every afternoon, weekdays, at 1 p.m., I take a truck and I drive around to different locations and I pick up food that would normally just be thrown into dumpsters. And by the end of the week, typically we've picked up anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 worth of food. And we take that food and we bring it to the streets. There's so many homeless folks here in the city of Los Angeles, where I reside, and it's just a real blessing to be able to give them food, to give them drink, to live out Matthew 25. And then at night, we partner with a food truck, and we make 250 burritos, and we do the same thing. And Monday and Friday, we're on an area that we call Skid Row that, you know, you may be familiar with. Every Tuesday night, we're on Hollywood Boulevard. Wednesday nights, we're at the USC sessions called South Central. Thursday nights, we're in Santa Monica and Venice Beach. There's homeless people everywhere, so we need to reach them. But the food and the drink that we provide is really just an instrument, Deacon, for us to bring the fire, to bring the gospel message of Jesus Christ to those folks, because that's what it's all about.
It's that transformation. And I was so blessed to be part of the Hollywood Beloved, which you are one of the key leaders of, which is bringing, again, Jesus to the streets of Hollywood and Hollywood Boulevard and on all the streets. And to see the looks in their eyes, and I'd ask them, who is Jesus to you, right? It's when Jesus said, who do they say that I am? You know, and it's so important because they've heard about Jesus, but Jesus is not necessarily in their heart. And one man, and you saw the picture, I said, I want to pray over you. I asked permission. May I pray over you? And he said, absolutely. And he goes down on his hands and knees on the street of Hollywood Boulevard and starts crying and weeping. I had several people crying and weeping. But when Jesus comes to them, they're transformed.
Yes. It's the most remarkable the most beautiful thing to see and to experience. When someone who is known to us as the least among us is able to just have an opportunity with all the freedom in the world because they feel like they have nothing, and now there's an engagement, an opportunity to pray with them, to invite the Holy Spirit, Jesus, to come into their life right on the street and, like you said, fall on their knees and begin to weep. What's more beautiful than to be able to experience something like that?
My brothers and sisters, read the 8th chapter of Romans. Read the first verse. It says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Do not condemn yourself. Jesus is not condemning you. Think about the woman who was the prostitute that they wanted to stone, or had committed adultery, they wanted to stone. And think about what Jesus said, go and sin no more. And I am not condemning you. And Jesus does not condemn us. He died on the cross for us. We have to understand how much he loves us. That's a huge part of your ministry, Alob, is letting people know through music, but also through your testimony. And I've been so blessed to hear you, because you tell people over and over again how much God loves you through your music and through your words. Tell us about some of the stories that you've experienced as you're evangelizing.
Yeah, so I travel a lot, and that involves a lot of airports and a lot of car rides and a lot of restaurants. And, you know, when you're in a metal tube going 500 miles an hour, 35,000 feet of the air, someone's stuck next to you for a good amount of time. And, you know, the great part is I'm that annoying person that's going to talk to you and going to ask you about your life. And, man, the stories are insane of just the people I've got to pray with. One most recently, I was going to Houston or coming back from Houston, I don't remember, but I sang to this woman, and, you know, it's really easy. Like, people just ask me what I do. I'm like, oh, I'm a musician. And then they're like, oh, what kind of music? I'm like, oh, it's kind of like an alternative rock sound, you know, like, oh, that's so cool. And it's like, yeah, I played a lot of churches, faith-based, and then I was like, oh, well, like, you're one of those, you know? I'm like, yeah. And then the simple next question is like, hey, did you grow up with any spirituality, or what? Do you have any type of faith? And boom, you're in. And so this started this conversation even before we took off. And for 2 hours, I was debating this woman, extremely intelligent, knew a lot about all these different types of religions, and was just really smart. And we were going back and forth and back and forth for 2 hours straight. Just, I was making no headway. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, I've seen Jesus heal people. I've seen a lot of miracles. That's just my experience in the Christian life through Franciscan, through the Charismatic Renewal. I was just with some friends in Columbus at an event, and I saw a man get out of a wheelchair who's, you know, had Parkinson's for 20 years or whatever. And it's like, Jesus heals people. And I was telling her that. And she's like, well, I have this pain in my foot, and it's some issue in her foot. She's had pain in her foot for years, and every time I walk, it just hurts. If you pray over my foot and it's healed, I'll believe in Jesus. And I was like, great. Meet me at the baggage claim, and we'll pray. So we landed, and I met her at baggage claim. And I just laid hand. I just asked, you want to pray? And she's like, yep. And I just put my hand on her shoulder and just said, in Jesus' name, foot, I just command you to be healed. Pain, get out right now. And told her to walk. And she started walking. She's like, looking around. She's like, what's happening right now? And I was like, what's happening right now? She's like, I don't feel anything. Prayed one more time. The pain completely left. And right there, baggage claim, Orange County, she gave her life to Jesus. And it was one of those moments where it was like, I could have talked about theology and philosophy for a long time, but it was the love of God, the healing love of Jesus, that literally she gave her life to God that day because a sinner like me took a step out and wanted to pray for her. And that's just one story of a lot. And I don't see it all the time. There's plenty of times people haven't been healed. There's plenty of times I've missed opportunities. But those moments that it have shifted the course of my Christian life.
It's Catholic teaching that every time we pray, there's a healing.
Correct.
But it could be spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, but there's healing that happens. Most of the healing is usually spiritual, but our ministry, Spiritful Hearts, and you can check us out at spiritfulhearts.org, is about evangelization and healing, and that's what we do all over the world. We've seen all kinds of miracles, physical miracles, but it's interesting, and we see this, it's so important, is that we get not because we ask not, as it says in the letter from St. James. We must ask. Matthew 7:7, ask and you will receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. We must ask. You know, we must pray. We must be bold.
Yeah. And this is how, this. So my thing is like, this is how the early church did it. This is how Jesus did it. Why would I try and do anything different? We're really good at making programs and events and all these things, but what did the apostles do? They walked in power. They walked in the gifts. And I can, you know, see the spiritual healing as well. I prayed with people and, quote, nothing happens physically that I prayed for, but they're so moved that I went to pray with them. There hasn't been one person that has been mad at me.
Amen.
You know?
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, amen.
You know, and Mike, this is a huge part of your ministry is we really do both. It's a multiplication of the loaves and fishes. We feed them through your ministry, but we love them.
Yes. It's all about unconditional, selfless love. That's everything that Jesus taught us. What I want to say to those who are listening right now, Deacon, is maybe you're not called to the streets, okay, but you are called to evangelize. By your baptism and by your confirmation, you are called as a Catholic to evangelize. It's part of our apostolic mission to bring the gospel message of Jesus Christ to everyone in our path. So, brothers and sisters, please be an evangelist in your family today.
Yeah.
Be an evangelist to your son and to your daughter, to your grandchild, to your niece and to your nephew. Be an evangelist to those who are at work, who are in schools, who are standing in line at the A&P or the ShopRite or the Safeway or King Supers, wherever you are, there are people who are so filled with pain who just need the love of God. And it's our duty to bring salvation to them simply by inviting them to experience Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, we are called to be his ambassadors. We are called to be Jesus's heart, eyes, ears, to be Jesus. And there are people that you will be the only Jesus that they'll ever see.
Yeah.
That's going to be you. And so, again, my brothers and sisters, it's so important to understand that our supreme role in life, our mission in life, is to spread the word of God. It's so critical.
Yeah, and I think what Mike was saying was so perfect. It's like you don't need to be an evangelist to be an evangelist. You don't need to be in ministry to do ministry. Your family, I mean, sometimes a family is the hardest place to minister. You know, a lot of people in my family love God, love their faith. There's a lot that have fallen away. And for you just to be able to witness where you're at while being bold and talking about your faith and praying with people, it makes an incredible difference. And I think that's the false idea that we have that, okay, if we don't know a lot about our faith or if we don't know how to pray in the Spirit or pray in the gifts, then we can't do anything. But I think what Mike's saying is so pertinent to this time is that we just need to do something. There's so much evil, war, violence, bombs going off. Every day you have an opportunity to love somebody, and that can change the course of their life. Because people, like in Jesus' time, it was just a glance at him that shifted everything. Jesus looked at people and he was like, "Follow me." And people left everything. It's, you know, crazy. It's crazy.
There are some theologians that believe that we're only asked one question when we get to heaven. Who did you bring with you? You bring with you? And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, to know that when you share the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that Jesus is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the great I Am, that through Jesus' love, through his death and resurrection, we have eternal salvation. When you share that, you are living out your baptism to be priest, prophet, and king. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're going to be right back to talk more about evangelization, but also to hear an incredible song by Alof called Longing. We'll be right back. Everyone, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit with Alof and Mike Manhart. We're talking about the fire of your love, being on fire with the joy of the Lord, being on fire and sharing that fire. A lot of people are not aware of the fact, as you look at the book of Romans, it says in chapter 1 that in our hearts, what is known about God is evident to us. In fact, in chapter 2, it also says in verse 15 that they show that demands of the law are written in their hearts. The point is that we're wired to long for Jesus. We're wired. It's like You can't get past it, my brothers and sisters. And it's a good thing. Mm. It's an incredible thing. We have a loving God who wants us to say yes to him. We have a longing in our hearts. And somehow I think that you kind of got that whole idea and created a song called Longing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and I looked to the Psalms, and I think it's Psalm 64. It says, as a deer longs for running water, my soul longs for you. And I was like,
I love that.
But in that moment when I wrote this song, I wasn't feeling God at all. So this longing was coming from a place of like, God, I don't feel like you're close. I feel like you're far away. But it just awakened this longing in my heart where I was just like, wow, maybe this does mean that I was made for God. Maybe this does mean that there's something more to this life. And so this song really came out of a place of where I wasn't feeling God. I was not in this really, you know, joyful, cheerful, spiritual place. But it just came from this rawness in my heart that I was like, Lord, I know I long for you.
And we are so blessed to have Alob on our show as we listen to the song that he wrote, this beautiful song called Longing.
We will praise you in uncertainty. We will praise you in the absence of feeling. 'Cause God, you know every thought and every need. Put our trust in the King of Kings. There's a deep, deep longing for you, Lord. There's a deep, deep yearning for more of this infinite love. Why do I run? Why do I hide? Let your love, oh God, fill this heart of mine. Lord, we seek you with our whole heart. The things of this world will fall apart. Your love will endure. There's a deep, deep longing for you, Lord. There's a deep, deep yearning for more of this infinite love.
Fantastic. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And how can they get the song or radio?
So it's on iTunes and Spotify, and all you have to do is go to Longing by Alob, and you'll find it.
Wonderful. Awesome. Psalm 42, as the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When can I enter and see the face of God? My brothers and sisters, we are wired, we are created to long for Jesus. And Mike, that's exactly what your ministry, Forget About Me, I Love You, at least from my perspective, is all about, is answering that thirsting, where Jesus said on the cross, I thirst. What Jesus said to St. Mother Teresa, I thirst. What Jesus said to St. Faustina, I thirst for souls in divine mercy. That's exactly what family, I believe, is all about. And what you do is that you're bringing Jesus and quenching that thirst.
Praise God. I'm really humbled by, you know, your words, Deacon, and it's a calling. You know, it really is that we have. Each one of us has a specific call, I believe, to evangelize in a specific way. And mine is right now in the streets. Again, we need to be evangelists always. Whomever it is that we're faced with, we need to bring the light of Christ and the love of Christ to them. So we need to be smiling. People look at us, you know, and they do judge. Our eyes cause us to cast judgment on each other all the time. Let's just be real, okay? Man alive, I'm so convicted by that in my own life, you know, that by hanging around homeless people, I come to this realization, man, I'm really blessed, and so are all these other people, you know? But we need to really understand that folks are looking at us, so we need to be joyful. Nobody wants to hang around Christians who are just, woe is me all the time. You know, who wants to be around that pack of people? No way. I want to surround myself with other Christians who are filled with the love of God, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who are really joyful. And it's not a fake smile. It's something that's so genuine because it comes from within. It comes from the heart. When your heart is on fire, when we're smiling from within with the love of the burning love of Jesus Christ, it's evident. It becomes clear. And people come up to you sometimes and they say, why? Why are you so joyful? Why is there such a happiness, a glow about you? Well, don't be afraid to tell them why. Brothers and sisters, if you're listening to this right now, and if Jesus Christ has ever touched your life, and you have found happiness and joy because of what Jesus Christ has done for you, share that with others. Bring that to whomever it is that you face right now. You might be in the car. You might be sitting at your office with the headset on. I don't know where you are right now, brothers and sisters, but wherever you are, show the light of Christ.
And you are the fifth gospel. You are the fifth gospel, which is your story. And yes, you share your story, as Mike said, about what has Jesus done for you. And we need to be fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, that's an interesting title of a movie, I think. Tell us about it.
So there's a really sweet documentary called Fearless. That's the title, brothers and sisters, Fearless. And it's all about Catholic evangelization. That we Catholics, you know, let's just be real again, okay? Our Protestant brothers and sisters do a very, very good job of this thing called the Great Commission. They are convicted. They are out there all the time evangelizing. We Catholics somehow feel as if it's not our job or our duty or our responsibility, that somehow our church, somehow our priests, somehow our nuns are just going to walk outside in their habit and people are going to see them and just turn to Christ. No, that's not how it works. We need to be out there evangelizing in a fearless way. So I want to encourage people to go to fearlessdocumentary.net/p/family. Maybe we could put that on your website, Deacon, and people could find it. Again, it's fearlessdocumentary.net/p/family. And I promise you, you will spend 75 minutes of your life receiving and seeing something that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Alob has also experienced this movie. He has a lot of friends who are in the movie. My friends and my cousin are actually in this documentary. And it opens my eyes, and it opens everyone who sees this. It opens your heart to realize Catholics are doing this. Catholics are fearlessly bringing Jesus Christ and his gospel message to the world, soul by soul, person by person. Maybe in major events, it doesn't matter how it's done, but it's done fearlessly. And brothers and sisters, we need to become fearless in our evangelization.
Amen. And what was the impact of the documentary on you, Ayla?
Well, I got to hang out with the producers and the people who are in the film in Columbus, Ohio. And I've got to hang out with them now a couple of times. We were at the One Thing Conference in Kansas City. And, man, I've seen more supernatural things hanging out with these people. And just their love. Like, they really care about me, and they really care about people. And
it's genuine.
It's genuine. And to see Christians, Catholics, walking in power. I mean, we're praying over people in a restaurant. One of us got a word of knowledge for this girl that was having nightmares, her wrist hurt, and just got out of a bad relationship. And, you know, all three of us pray over her in this restaurant. She's broke down crying. I mean, these people walk the walk. And they've been a huge influence in my life. And just, yeah, so encouraging to know that this is happening in the Catholic realm.
Amen, amen. We're going to be right back to talk more about Fearless, about what Jesus is calling us to do, to live out our baptism, to be priest, prophet, and king. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Alob and Mike Manhart. We've been talking about being on fire with the Lord and spreading that fire of His love wherever we go. And I evangelize the rest to, in restaurants, to waitresses. Mm. I ask them, you know, surrender your heart and your soul, your mind to Jesus, to flight attendants. I mean, wherever, you know, I mean, store clerks, it doesn't matter, you know, gas stations. I mean, wherever God, it's called bloom while you're planted. But you said something really, really important in this film, documentary called Fearless. And that is the boldness, the fearness to certainly reach out with great power, with great boldness. And this is Acts 4:31. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. And it's interesting to me, you know, we have Pentecost, we have the fact that the disciples were hidden and they were so filled with fear, they didn't want to open the door, they didn't want to open the window, they didn't want to open anything. And that's how we live our lives so often, is we're afraid. We're afraid to tell people about Jesus. We're afraid to let them know who we really are. Mm. You know, what's really funny in work, and I was an executive in pharmaceuticals for many years, we would form Bible studies, and we've had prayer meetings at sales meetings and whatever, you know, and I kept getting called into the VP of HR and human resources, you know, and the CEO would say things like, you know, you can't do this. We're a public company. But I said, I report to a higher authority. I report to Jesus. You know,
nice. I love it.
But so they used to line up at my door to be prayed over, you know, it was just incredible. But the interesting thing is there were so many miracles when you step out in faith. And when you basically say, yes, Lord Jesus, I'm putting you first. Because wherever we are called to be fearless.
Yeah, I think it's Bill Johnson with Bethel, who's a Protestant church. I think it's him or it's some other healing books I read, but they have this saying, like, you spell faith R-I-S-K, risk.
I love that.
Like, taking a risk is stepping out in faith. And you look at a lot of these people that encounter, you know, have these encounters in the scriptures. I mean, it was their faith. But the crazy thing is, it's our faith when we're in a situation of, yeah, no one believes, or we're in a secular environment. Our faith is what shifts the atmosphere, and our love and our joy is what shifts the atmosphere in that place. But it does take risk, and it's extremely uncomfortable. There's still times where I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like, I should just chill and maybe not. But every time, I mean, just on the way to LAX, you know, last week, I was like, Lord, Holy Spirit, put someone in my path today to talk about you. Literally, the first person that sat next to me started talking about Jesus, it came up instantly. Wow. You know, and that's just the risk you have to take. But there's always, always, always the Lord is rejoicing in your risk.
My brothers and sisters, 100% of the time, when you want to be used by the Lord, you'll be used by
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, that is true.
100% of the time.
Think about that. Yeah.
So the same equation, to what extent do you want to be used, is the extent that God will use you. And for many of us, it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the parable of the talents, 1, 3, and 5.
Mm.
Are you going to bury the talent that you have?
Yeah.
And we all know what happened to that person.
Yeah.
Cast out to hell. The third, the individual had three talents, got three more, five, got five more. What do you want to do with the gifts that God has given us? And he wants us to share our love, Mike.
No matter what it is, brothers and sisters, that you're blessed with, no matter what gift it is that God has bestowed upon you, maybe some of you out there listening right now say, I don't know my gifts. I have no idea what God has bestowed upon me. Well, it's important that you identify those gifts because you have them. God has given you so much, and we can't take anything for granted. Even if it's little, brothers and sisters, let's take that littleness and let's make it something massive for God. You know, St. Mother Teresa says, do small things with great love.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what we're called to do. We're called to evangelize. We're called to be fearless in that. But whatever it is that God has given to you, take it and let it be multiplied.
One heart at a time,
mm-hmm.
we're called to make a difference. You are Jesus to someone who desperately needs to know the love of Jesus. And you need not to have fear. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. There's that voice whispering in your ear, oh, no, you're going to offend them. Oh, no, don't do this. That is not Jesus whispering to you. Mm-hmm. Jesus wants you to love them.
Yeah.
Fearless is an amazing documentary. We're so blessed to play a segment for you right now, a slice of Fearless.
I think in a word, what Catholics have been missing in evangelization is the divine power, the power of the Holy Spirit. We live in a culture where we are surrounded by the walking wounded. We are surrounded by people who desperately need the touch of the Lord. Evangelizing is not just communicating a message. God loves you. Jesus is Lord. Jesus died for your sins. It's about communicating divine life and power. It's the Lord actually touching another person through you. When there is an anointing of the Holy Spirit, that person that you're evangelizing is actually coming into contact with the Lord through you. The Lord gives us gifts not for us, but for the people he wants to reach through us.
Wow, is this incredible? Fearless! How are we going to be able to listen to Fearless and get exposed to it? By the way, how is it rated?
It's rated PC.
PC, what's that mean?
Powerful Catholic content.
I love that. So when is it out and how can we get to, how can we see it?
What's really cool is that our world has really turned digital. So a lot of folks, you know, think like, oh, it's a documentary. I have to go to a movie theater. Nope. This is designed that you can watch it in the comfort of your own home, in your office, wherever you have a smartphone, wherever you have access to the World Wide Web. So you just go to www.fearlessdocumentary.net/p/family. Again, fearlessdocumentary.net/p/family.
Fantastic. And you will not regret it. We are called to be fearless. And Alob, I think for me and the three of us all feel the same way. When that spark, that fire of the Holy Spirit, the tongues of fire comes upon us, you know, I relate to Jeremiah that says, you know, you dupe me, O Lord. I tried not to say anything, but there was this fire within me where I had to speak. You know, for me, it's like I have to speak. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's kind of a struggle for me, too. I'm walking through all these places or in all these, you know, open public environments, and I'm like, dang, I should be praying over every person. The truth is, that's not the case, and you don't want to live in guilt. And I've lived in that guilt and condemnation of like, dang it, that person just walked by on a wheelchair and I didn't pray for him. Like, Jesus didn't pray over every person he saw, and that's the reality of the situation. But every person that came to him did receive healing. And here's the thing, the Holy Spirit in us is not this stagnant lake. It says in the scriptures, it says, out of their hearts shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit's really not just for you. It's for others. It's meant to flow out of you onto other people. We've been sanctified with the Holy Spirit. And we've also been anointed. And that anointing, is where we walk in, where people can encounter God. And it doesn't matter what gift you have. I love I love how St. Paul talks about who can say to the hand, I don't need you. I mean, I know there's so many people operating in so many different gifts. My question is this. How do you know what you have if you've never stepped out to try?
Mm-hmm. And plus, you know, if you don't use it, right, you lose it and so forth.
Yeah.
And I think the bottom line, God has equipped you with many gifts. And we see this in 1 Corinthians 12, one spirit, many gifts. How can people get in touch and support you, Mike, in your ministry?
You can go to onestrongfamily.com. Real simple. And if you want to get family bracelets, because we spread the message of family very similar to how we spread WWJD. As a matter of fact, we say WWJD is the question, what would Jesus do? And FAMIOI is the answer. Jesus would always say, forget about me, I love you. Jesus Christ was never selfish. Brothers and sisters, every sin begins with selfishness. Me, 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 me. When I do what I want to do instead of what God wants me to do, that's called sin. We need to root out sin that's in our lives. And I promise you, if you begin by rooting out the selfishness that exists within your heart, because we all have it, it's part of our human nature, the original sin, pride, selfishness is a derivative of pride, okay? Focus on selfless love, forgetting about yourself, putting others first every moment of your life, and you will root out sin in your life.
Mike and Alob, thank you for your yes. My brothers and sisters, the number one purpose we have in our life is to live out why we're here, what God wants us to do. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you and worship you. We thank you, Lord God, for the many healings. And I see blindness right now being healed in Jesus' name. I see prostate cancers being healed in Jesus' name. Yes, breast cancer being healed in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Depression being healed. The three people that are considering suicide, they're being healed right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see families, marriages are being healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for the many, many miracles, the many healings through your word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.